News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Came out yesterday. I was actually driving home to my niece's birthday party to have cake. It was going very well for a Thursday evening. And then on the N20 Commons Road, which is a dual carriageway just on the way out of the city, out heading towards
road.
Limerick. A main road in an urban area, 50 kilometres an hour speed limit. I was driving along, minding my own business in the inside lane. There was a car and a trailer on the outside lane, so I couldn't move because of him. And then there was a pothole that I came across, saw it at the last minute, couldn't avoid it, hit it, and it completely deflated the tyre on the front left-hand side, on the passenger side. And I had to kind of, all sorts of alarms went off in the car telling me that there was an issue. And I was able to turn around, luckily head back to a tyre place, and the tyre had been destroyed.
So you had
by
a blowout on a road. That's actually very dangerous.
I'd blow up. Luckily, again, 50 kilometre an hour speed limit. But I went, after I got the tyre repaired, and to those who share my pain, it's a run flat, so they cost more than your standard tyre, went back to take a photograph of this pothole, and I found numerous potholes on this major stretch of road, and the one I hit had been degraded to such a point that there was a mesh that was about 2 or 3 inches down that had been exposed. So I had just hit this at the wrong angle and it destroyed the tyre completely. And what makes this worse, Ciara, is about a month ago, I hit a pothole on the same stretch of road. Now, it didn't blow the tyre, but I had to go to the tyre shop subsequently because it was a nail in another tyre. I'm having a great run.
You are.
And the guy pointed out, look at that bulge. And there was a bulge in that tyre that was incredibly dangerous that had I, and I was going.
So you got a slow puncture in the tyre from a previous pothole.
It hadn't even had a puncture, but what it was bulging, and a bulging tyre is really dangerous because if you're travelling at high speed, that could have blown. So this same stretch of road, and I'd love to know, am I the only human being that's been hit by this? I've lost two tyres in the space of a month.
Now,
it's
I've seen the pothole because it's up on your social media and we'll put it up on News Talk Breakfast on X as well. But the road is gouged. There is a deep kind of gully in the road, and the tarmacadam or whatever the road surface is called nowadays is all broken and sort of it looks like the thing from the Fantastic Four. It's all in bits, isn't it?
Absolute shambles. And as I said, this is a main road. Now you know me. I don't take these things well. So I did get onto a friend of mine in the council, and I was saying, look at this. I mean, how do you sort that went about complaining and all that and registering it and all that? But seemingly, local authorities are not being given enough money, the length and breadth of the island, to fix the roads that are broken. So if you think about the amount of money washing around this country right now, the councils have to pay out for damage such as mine last night, and I'm assuming that I'll get the money back. But the point is, instead of fixing the roads, they're kind of just paying out for the damage instead, when it would make a lot more sense to fix the damage in the first place.
It looks to me, by the way, with the pothole that you had, it looks to me like it's been patched before. That's what it looked like to
me. Oh, I'd say so. Yeah, it does look like that. Because not his first rodeo.
Yeah, the surface of it was different to the surface of the surrounding road. So it looks to me like there's a patch been put there before. Look, the bottom line is this. You've lost two tyres on a main road, not some boreen that you might expect that there could be trouble on, but on a main road on our national road network. This is in an urban setting, in our second biggest city in the country. It's kind of insane. But I suppose what we're asking people this morning, tell us your experience. Is Jonathan alone in this? Is Jonathan the only person?
Oh, guaranteed I'm not.
Well,
I'm
I don't
not.
Think
I
you
just
are.
Got caught last night.
I don't think you are. In terms of your roads where you are, the potholes, the situation, the damage to your car, the damage to tyres, let us know. We want to hear from you this morning. Actually quite dangerous to blow a tyre, particularly if you're moving. You want it maybe 50 kilometres an hour, but it's not always at 50 kilometres an hour these things happen. Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.